Of Christian Talk. Yes, Christian Talk. Today you're just having just me here with you. Okay, I want to say a big thank you to everyone of you that have been watching our programs, both on the ABS, both on our social media platform, and also on the YouTube platform. And thank you for everyone of you that have been sending your comment across, calling on the phone for prayers. God bless you. And I hope that God keep increasing you mightily in the name of Jesus. All right, so today we want to talk about faith on the issues of life. Faith on the issues of life. Now, there are different kinds of faith. There's a faith you use for your healing. There's a faith you use for the issues of life surrounding you. There are faith you use to minister to people. But all of these are still faith. That's why a man of God can be able to pray for someone that is sick and they will get healed. But yet, he might be sick and still need someone else to pray for him, or he will walk by faith. Understand? So, now I want to talk about the faith issues of life, the faith in the issues of life. How do you apply faith in the issues of life? Praise the Lord Jesus. And the one of the best verses to use for this is the book of Matthew 14, 22, about Jesus Christ walking on water. So let's pay attention to this. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. So the wind, let's say for example, they are going straight, but the wind was going backwards. And you know one thing about wind, the physics is like, said wind is air in motion. It's like a group of air that agree to move in a particular direction. You see, now the Bible says something, what it said, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. So they were fighting against waves, for the wind was contrary. So they were fighting against the waves, and they were fighting against the wind, because the wind was going contrary to where they were going, and the waves were also fighting against it. I mean, in fact, whenever you face something like this, the next certain thing is the ship to sink. And keep in mind, the kind of ship we're talking about in the old days is not the kind of ship that we have now, that are built to withstand such kind of pressure, such kind of temperature, such kind of wave, such kind of wind. As of then, we're using this normal wooden ship, no metal. I don't think there was metal. There was a metal ship then. As of then, I don't know, but it's not to be corrected. But I mean, we know it was the wooden. This, we're talking about thousands of years ago, 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. Now, pay attention to what he said. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking in the sea. Now, there's something I want you to understand. If Jesus was on the other side, and they were crossing the sea, and they were in the midst of the sea, and we find that the sea is about 300 kilometers, that means that under the space of a few seconds, Jesus covered a distance, but Jesus was there, walking. And when Jesus arrived, it was still at that same time in the night. So there is something here, there's something we need to understand. There is something we need to understand. The Bible said the sea. The Bible talked about the sea was against them. The wave was against them. The wind was against them. And now there comes Jesus. All of a sudden, Jesus was telepathic. He was walking on water. See, Jesus practiced telepathic movements already. But here comes the most important thing, because now the sea here signifies the challenges of life. The challenges of life. Now, the wave here signifies the issues, the troubles. Because you see, what you have to understand, the ship was on the sea, not on the air. The ship was on the sea. Now, the sea is like the foundation where you are sitting, because the ship was on the sea. So the sea was like the foundation, but the wave was fighting against them. That means the foundation where you stand can actually be fighting against you. I'm not meaning as a born-again Christian, but as a born-again Christian, you have been transferred to the foundation of God. But I'm talking about that the challenges of life, the issues, your business, your job, and everything is fighting against you. Things that are very close to you. Now, we know that the ship is close to the river. It's close to the sea. Now, the sea is fighting against the ship. This is like the family people fighting against you. Challenges, issues being pressed from the home to you. And now, what is the sea? The sea, the wind we talk about is a strong wind. It doesn't come from the boat. It came actually from around. These are the challenges that are coming around you. Paying of bills, paying of debt, so many different things. Someone falling sick, someone needs help, so many other things. But pay attention to this now. There were a lot of things that was happening at the same time. But now pay attention, there's something that is about to hit you, right? There's something that wants you to get in this message. See, if there's any other thing you get, and you just get all this one, you don't get any other thing, it's fine with me. Just pay attention and get this message. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. Now, these are the people that have been with Jesus for long. They have been with Jesus for almost a year. They have been with Jesus for long, and yet they were afraid. So it is possible for you to be with someone and still not be a partaker of the anointing or the power that person possesses. Inasmuch as they have seen the wonders and the miracles that Jesus has done, they still don't know how to be a partaker of that power. Jesus. And they cried out with fear. But straight away Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now there's something here. The Bible said that the wave was against them. The wind also was against them. So if you know what it means, like the wind, if the wind is blowing here, and you know how noisy. In fact, you have to scream loud for someone to hear you. And the Bible said that Jesus spoke to them, be not afraid, for it is I. Now, something happened here. And Peter answered and said, now what's happening? Jesus spoke, and they were able to hear Jesus, whereas the wind was present. So whereas the challenge was present, whereas the issues of life was present, but you were able to hear Jesus speak. Challenges were there. The wind was there. The waves was there. And they were in the midst of the sea. Issues of life were present, but Jesus spoke and they were able to hear Jesus. And look at what happened. The Bible for the first time stopped talking about the wind and the waves. The Bible started talking about the winds and the waves. And the Bible started talking about Jesus. Because the disciples started focusing on who Jesus was. Their eyes was gazed upon Jesus. And because their eyes was gazed upon Jesus, everything around them seems to make sense. I feel a very strong anointing right now. He said, but straight away Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Now, there was a communication. Despite the waves, despite the wind, Peter and Jesus were communicating. Let me tell you one thing. The Holy Ghost is always speaking at every single time. The Holy Spirit is always speaking at every time. But the most important thing is that you need to tune to the frequency of the Holy Ghost. You need to tune to the frequency of the Holy Ghost to receive the impartation, to receive the power, to know what Jesus wants you to do at a particular spot, for a particular reason, for a particular occasion. I want you to understand this. The moment they stop thinking about the wave and the wind and they start focusing on Jesus, it seems like the wind stopped. The wind didn't stop. It was actually there. But because we are focused on Jesus, they could communicate. Jesus said that my sheep hears my voice. When Jesus speaks, the sheep hears his voice. And despite the distance that Jesus Christ was from them, he was speaking. Despite the wave, which signifies the issues of life, despite the wind, which signifies the troubles of life, they were able to hear Jesus speak. And Peter replied, because my sheep hear me. When I speak, my sheep will hear me. So they were hearing Jesus, despite the challenges of life. So they focused on Jesus. And they said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. So Jesus commanded Peter to walk, to come. If Peter never asked, should I come? Jesus would never have said, come. If Peter never asked, should I come? Jesus would never say, Peter, come. So what is that supposed to say? That for you, now he said, call unto me. He said, call unto me. Remind me of my promises. So whenever you call unto Jesus in the midst of the issue that you're going through, now the Bible said in the midst of the sea, because in the midst of the issues, when you call on Jesus, he will answer and he will direct your path. The Bible says something important in the book of Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 7. It says, lean on to your own understanding. In all thy way, acknowledge the Lord and he shall direct your path. In all thy ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your paths. So now, this is what is happening now. This verse alone is explaining a lot of things. He said something. He said, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, that means that the wind was present, but Peter was actually walking on the water. The wind was present, the issues of life were present, but you can actually walk on the challenges of life and without having those issues. Because what? You are gazing on Jesus Christ. That is the faith that overcomes the world. That is the faith of the issues of life. The faith to use in the issues of life. Certain times challenges will be around you. You don't need to pray over the challenges. You just need to look unto God and believe that He is the author and the finisher of your faith. And you take that step. You take that bold step, trusting that God, that all things work together for good to them that believe in Christ Jesus. And you believe that God has settled the case. Because on the cross of Calvary, He said it is over. It is finished. You believe in the finished work of God. And you take that bold step, looking unto who? Jesus. But when he saw the wind, because Jesus, Peter's attention began to deviate. He was wondering, is this me? Sometimes when God bless you, start wondering, what is happening? Is this really me? When you come, see, a guy with the Bible says, a carnal man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. Because when you bring forth the carnality, see, the spirituality is him walking on the water. Because he was defining every gravity. He was defining the laws of physics. He was defining the laws of the earth. But the moment, because he was operating in the realm of the Spirit, but the moment he began to think carnally, automatically, the mindset changed. That's what the Bible says. In the book of Romans 12, verse 2, that do not be conformed by the things of this world. That means do not be conformed by the challenges of this world around you, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind means renewing your spirit and getting your eyes at Jesus. That was what the verse was saying. He said, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. And Jesus didn't move when he was sinking. Jesus was standing looking at him. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. And Jesus, they didn't move. Jesus was staring at him. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched for his hand and caught him. So Jesus, God said, if you don't call on God, you can actually watch things happen. But it's not his will. Don't say his will. Don't say, God, you are watching and I'm going through this. No. It is not his will. You have not relied on him. You have not leaned on him. You have been leaning on your own understanding. And God is saying, do not lean on your own understanding, but lean, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 31, that is, I'm reading from Matthew 14, 22 to 31, right? And it said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. That means there are different kinds of faith. He said, O thou of little faith. That means there are different kinds of faith. The Bible said that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham had faith in God, trusted in God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And then Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, oh, now, is the Bible said caught? That means there was a speed. When you hear caught, it means there was a speed. Jesus. Ah, this is Bible. It means that when you hear the word caught, I caught something. That means the thing was happening at the velocity of a speed. That means that Peter was falling at the distance, at the fast pace of the distance, and Jesus has to cut. Jesus has to perform the cutting. Pay attention. I mean, like, stretch forth to catch him. But I'm using the word cut so that it sinks into you. So Jesus has to perform that action, in quote, cut. He has to move very fast. The Bible said immediately. The Bible said immediately Jesus stretched forth. Jesus stretched. Stretch is something you do. You don't stretch gently. You stretch. He said immediately, mean quickening. Stretch is the second thing Jesus did. Fold his hands and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. Now in verse 32, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And immediately Jesus entered the ship. Jesus did not command the seas. Jesus did not command the seas to come around. You know, Moses parted the Red Sea, Jesus walked on the water. Jesus. He didn't command the sea because when there is a presence that Jesus carries. There is a presence that you will carry. The challenges of life, you don't need to speak to them. Your presence alone and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus gives you the solution to it. Jesus. I don't know if someone is catching this fire. I don't know if someone is burning right now. I don't know where you're watching from, but right now, I want you to understand that there are certain issues in your life that all you need to do is gaze upon Jesus. And the moment you get upon Jesus and believe that He is who He said He is, and He is the I am that I am, and He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, if you believe and trust Jesus, for the Bible says in the book of Colossians 1:12, for we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of His dear Son, which we know that the kingdom of His dear Son is the kingdom of light. I don't know if this is touching someone. Maybe you're still watching Christian Talk, but I don't know if this is touching someone. Is something in you moving, something in you changing? Because the essence of this message is to shift you in the realm of the spirit to another dimension, to catapult you to a different dimension, to a dimension where you see things in a more clear and in a more settled way. Thank you, Jesus. So the problem is not the finance. Your problem is not that you're not too tall. Your problem is not that you can't speak well. Your problem is not that you don't understand the Bible. No, that's not the problem. The problem is that you are making a mistake on finding who to gaze upon. You are believing that the government is going to be of help to you. You are believing that your uncle is going to be of help to you. You forgot to cast your cares upon Him that cared for you, which is Jesus. But the Bible says, seek you for the kingdom of God is righteousness. I think that in the book of Matthew 6:33. Yes, I'm correct. Matthew 6:33. He said, "For seek ye first the kingdom of God." He said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto thee." You are seeking material things. You are seeking for a fellow human being, rather than gazing up to Jesus Christ, rather than gazing up to the Holy Ghost, rather than gazing up to our Heavenly Father and believing in the finished work of God. It takes you nothing to believe. Peter believed and walked on water. Even the devil believed. So you need to start bringing your understanding. You need to start learning that the issues of life, the timing, when you have issues of life, you walk with the faith of the issues of life. There's a faith that conquers the world, Jesus. I know you are blessed. Because whatever issue you find yourself, whatever challenge you find yourself, there's always a solution. And that's what you need to gaze up on Jesus. Lean not onto thy own understanding, but acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Acknowledge the Lord and He shall direct your path. That means God is not despising the fact that you don't have an understanding. He knows you have an understanding, but He said, do not lean on that understanding. Acknowledge Me and I will direct your path. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is one thing about the gospel of Christ. The gospel of grace. You have to trust God. You have to believe Him. That's why He said, see, the book of Proverbs 3, 5 and 7, explain a whole lot of things. You know what? Let's read it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's read it. I love Proverbs. But I don't study it too often. But I love it. He said in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will do what? Direct your paths. So the reason why you feel like you're about to sink, the reason why you're seeing the wind, the reason why you're seeing the wind is because you are gazing on the wrong things. There is no way you can be looking on Jesus and you're seeing the wind. There is no way you can be looking at Me right now and you're seeing your back. It is not possible. Because when you look at Me, everything is the frequency that Jesus operates with, the frequency of the Holy Ghost is always tuned in. It's always on, constantly on. God is always saying something, but you need to tune to that frequency. Right now, I don't know what frequency you listen to. But because if your radio is off, you're not going to tune to that frequency. But if the radio is on, you can choose the number of that frequency. And right now, you'll be hearing a conversation happening in that frequency. That is how it is in the realm of the Spirit. There's always a frequency going on. If you tune to the realm of the Spirit and the realm of the Holy Ghost, you shall begin to hear what the things of the Lord is speaking, because they said, what understand the spirit of a man, if not the spirit of a man? But what understand the different things of God, if not the spirit of God? And we have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit that is from God. So right now I have the Holy Ghost. So right now, when I pay attention to what my Father is saying, I'm tuning to the frequency of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord is speaking right now, that this video, as you're watching this video, that you have found a solution to the challenge that you're passing through. There's some challenges you don't pray against. You just walk through it because you know who you are. Praise the Lord Jesus. I believe this has been a blessing to you. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you that whatever you're asking God for, whatever you're believing God for, whatever understanding you're believing God for, that God should grant a solution to that which you're asking and seeking from Him. In the name of Jesus. Believe it by faith, it is done. I don't need to pray for an hour for you to receive an impartation or to receive a blessing. I decree it comes to pass. The Bible said that my word will never come to me void. It will never return to me void. It must fulfill what it has been sent for. That is my God. That is my God. So that's the decree of what shall come to pass. So whatever what I decree and declare comes to pass. So as I've declared and decreed that whatever you're believing God for, according to the will of God, it is settled in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, this is Prophet Chukwuemeka Emmanuel Okeke. God bless you, and you're watching Christian Talk. See you next time. I love you.